Redline Riders, you're next. This weekend, the MBTA shuts down service between Broadway and Kendall as part of a series of planned disruptions to accommodate repairs on the aging system. It follows weekend closures on the Orange Line and is part of an upgrade to the system following derailments this year that caused major service disruptions. For more on the upgrades and the state of the T, we're joined this morning by the T's general manager, Steve Proftek. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, full disclosure, I am a daily Red Line rider, so just be aware. The upcoming Red Line repairs will focus on Park Street and Downtown Crossing. What specifically is going to be done at those stations?
We'll be doing track work in those stations. We'll be doing about 1,500 feet of track work, replacing the track in the station, doing station improvements, and we'll also take advantage of the closure to do work at all of the stations that are going to be closed during these diversions.
Mm-hmm. Now, what will the riders notice as this process goes on?
Well, obviously, they'll be diverted on the weekend, so there'll be a bus shuttle from Kendall to Broadway. But you will be noticing in each of the pits that there will be new track, new ties, and the gravel that you see is called ballast, that will be completely new. You'll also see improvements in the stations in terms of lighting and signage, painting, and some of the flooring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that Park Street's a little bit brighter lately, so I guess you've already started. How big of an inconvenience does this seem to be for people who rely on the T to get to the weekend jobs and other needs?
It certainly is an inconvenience, and we acknowledge that, and we appreciate our customers' patience. But it also allows us to get a lot more work done in a lot tighter time frame. It's going to allow us to get the work that was originally scheduled to take over 4 months at Park Street. It's going to allow us to get it done in 4 weekends. Downtown Crossing was going to take 11 months to get done, and now we're going to get it done by the middle of December.
Mm-hmm. The MBTA says that doing this work now will make the Red Line safer and more reliable. How specifically and how long will we see the benefits?
Well, the track that is in the stations now has been there, in some cases, for 30 to 40 years. So this track, this will be brand new track, brand new ballast. So it should last a significant amount of time. And customers will see, obviously, with everything that's going on, not only are we fixing the stations, but we're in the longer term replacing the signal system, and then we're replacing every single car on the Red Line. You're going to see an improvement in that line as these improvements progress.
Okay. Well, last night we got the first real cold snap of the season. Would you say that the MBTA is ready for the winter?
We are ready. This is a little bit earlier than we'd hoped, but we are ready. So far this morning, service is running well. We don't have any major disruptions, nor do we have any mechanical issues outside of kind of the ordinary day-to-day stuff, but it is something that the entire team is watching carefully.
Okay, let's hope that lasts all winter long. Steve Proftek, General Manager of the MBTA, thank you for joining Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.